Security forces also shot at demonstrators in Damascus today. Amateur video posted on the internet appears to show one confrontation in the capital. We reached human rights lawyer and campaigner Haitham Mala there. He's been jailed several times for his views. He was released last month, just before the protests in Syria began. Mr. Mala says the secret police have targeted peaceful, unarmed protesters.
All the people in Syria do not carry any kind of weapon or pistol or knife or anything else, or even stones. But the regime and the police, secret police, attack them directly by gun. This is the situation in general.
And one of the big protests occurred in Damascus today, where you are. Were you able to see anything yourself personally?
There is checkpoint everywhere. No one from Damascus can go through the city. The people call me from everywhere and give me the news, and myself, because I talk to the media, so I give them the news for every side.
The Syrian government says it is listening to protesters' demands. It's pushing through reforms such as abolishing state security courts and allowing peaceful protests. Is that enough? Will that satisfy the protesters?
No, it's not enough, because they canceled the emergency case and the security court, but they changed another article in the law, you see. Now the police has the right to make investigate for those people, well, they call them attack the regime, attack the country. So they give them the power to arrest people for 7 days, and it can they can make it 60 days by orders of the court.
So you're saying that there really are no changes taking place at all, nothing significant anyway?
I don't think that the regime is able to change anything.
The Syrian government is claiming that this protest movement is an armed insurrection by extremists. Is there any truth to that?
For us, we do not trust the regime. Even when they make weather news on the TV, we do not trust this news.
Even about something as simple and straightforward as the weather?
We do not trust this regime at all. Not me, not the people.
Does the momentum of the current protest movement make regime change more likely?
The regime like a cancer. Nowhere for medical. There's only one way: make surgery.
Drastic surgery.
Yeah.
What do you see happening here? I mean, is that drastic surgery to get rid of the cancer that you're describing there, which is the Syrian regime, is that likely to happen, and how soon could it happen?
Like what happened in Egypt, like what happened in Tunisia, the same thing. Not like how it happened in Libya. We refuse to change by guns, by weapons. No. We do not want to see blood. Even till now, the regime attacked the people. We lost maybe through our situation since about a month till now, about more than 300 persons killed.
So no turning back now?
No going back.
Human rights lawyer and campaigner Haitham Mala, who's been jailed several times for opposing the Syrian regime, speaking to us from Damascus. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, too.